afternoon.
Morning.
How are you, first of all?
I'm good. How are you?
pretty good. And you are in Nara right now, right? That's your studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are you from originally? Are you from there?
Yeah, from Nara.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there like 15 years ago or something like this when I was traveling a little bit around Japan, just tourism. And I remember the big temple and the deers, all of that. So you said you're from Nara. Yeah. How long have you been tattooing?
24 years.
Okay. That's a long time. And for people that have never been there, right? Imagine someone has never been to Nara. What is the thing that to you, for example, make that place unique? What is the thing that you like the most of that area?
Nara. It has a lot of valuable statue or temple or shrine because Nara is a first capital in Japan. So we have a lot of old stuff. So it helps me to make designs.
Nice. And
yeah.
How did you get into tattooing in the first place? Because I mean, it was a long time ago, so I'm sure it was a different time than now, right? So.
Yeah, so I grew up in a very strict family. So my parents or my grandma always judge underground people. So I didn't like it. I started to be interested in underground world. And then the tattoos are very attracted.
Can you remember the first tattoo you've ever seen?
I don't remember, but I think it was my friend I hanged out a lot had a lot of Western style tattoos, maybe.
Okay.
And I dated with some Yakuza people or underground people, and they has some traditional tattoos.
Okay. Without going into details, right? No personal details, or anything. But you know, people have an idea of this group, you know, of this underworld from mostly movies and stuff in the West, you know, because they don't know what it is, right? What do you say is the thing that when you see movies about Yakuza and stuff like that, is the stuff that is the most not true? You see it as like, oh, that one is not really like that.
Yakuza world?
Oh, underworld, you know, this kind of environment.
So nowadays, Yakuza people are getting, I don't know what to say, but they don't have big power anymore because Japanese government is very, very strict to them. So they can't have a phone, or they can't rent an apartment, or they can't buy a house, or if they do that, they have to go to jail. So they can't do anything, right?
Okay. And you know, for your own personal view and experience on this, right? What is the thing, because it's never black and white, right? So there is a good and bad in everything, but what is the thing that to you that you like the most of that environment? Let's say you spend time with people some years, you get to know them better, how they do things, how they relate with each other, and you said, okay, you know, that aspect I like. I think that one has value in that way of living.
It's very difficult question. It's like, I was really curious about underground people because I grew up in the mountain, kind of mountain, very mountain. So I didn't know anything. And I came to the city, busy city, and I met a lot of people. And I don't know why. I don't know why, but I was really attracted by those people. Yeah.
Your English, how is it so good? Because in Japan, people don't speak so good English. Why is your English so good?
I started to study English when I was 38, and I just study hard.
You travel a bit, I
Yeah.
guess, also, no, with tattooing and stuff.
Yeah, I've been to Germany and America, and I'm trying to go to America every year, just 2 weeks or a month, something like that.
Nice. Is there
Yeah.
some favorite place or shop there that you go to?
I always go to New Jersey and New York, and the next month is very soon, in 10 days or something. Yeah, I'm going to New York again to join the tattoo convention.
Nice. I've never been to New York. I lived in the US for a little bit, but I've never been to New York. But that one must be very different, right? From where you come from. Just like everything.
Yeah, but when I went to what was that? Times Square for the first time, that looks like Shibuya.
Okay. All the people.
I felt like, oh, this is exactly like Shibuya. Yeah.
Nice. And so you got into tattooing. Was it a traditional apprenticeship, or like how was your process? Like, how did you?
So I got first tattoo when I was 23, and that tattoo artist was Yakuza. He's kind of famous Yakuza in Nara, and I was watching what he's doing on my body, right? And I felt like, oh, maybe I can do that. And I asked him, can I do that? And then he said, yeah, he can teach me. So I decided to be his apprentice, but he was a Yakuza. So he got arrested right after I became his apprentice. So I learned by him only one time.
Man.
And I lost my master, right? So, and yeah, I was thinking like, oh, what should I do? But I just couldn't give up to be a tattoo artist. So I decided to learn by myself. We didn't have internet or something like that. So I went to a secondhand bookstore or library or yeah. I worked very hard.
Like
Yeah.
when he started teaching you, did he start with a machine or with the body?
Machine.
Machine, okay. And I guess the most difficult aspect of the learning time for you must have been a technique at first, huh?
Yeah, so we didn't have internet, and tattooing is very illegal here. So I couldn't find a lot of tattoo artists, and a tattoo artists in Japan is very, I don't know, we're not open, right? So no one tells me their techniques or anything. So, but luckily, I already learned about how to set the machines or how to do it. It was very, very basic, but I learned those things from the Yakuza person. And then I just did it. I just did it, and I made a lot of mistakes, and then yeah, I just did it.
Yeah. And because you were, I guess you had friends, also other friends in the underworld and stuff like that, right? You couldn't make connections with other tattooers through your underworld thing, or maybe you could, but they still would not tell you things.
This is very Japanese culture, but I don't know. We are like tattoo artists, tattoo families is like a Yakuza groups. So we can connect, but there are so many, I don't know what to say.
Taboos or
Yeah, so, but I was dating with some Yakuza person, and he had very cool tattoo on his back. So I asked him to introduce me the tattoo artist. So I went to see the tattoo artist, and he was really nice. So I learned something from him too, but I wasn't his apprentice. So I just went there to learn.
Okay, and now so many years later, and also like you travel, so you also you are Japanese, but also you have seen other ways of doing things. Do you wish that it would have been different, or you still think no, I like the things are that way, even if it's hard, because that's a the Japanese way. It's a good way, has teach you good values and stuff.
I like this because I read some article by Horiyoshi 3. It was a long time ago, like 15 years ago or something. He said very interesting stuff. So he said, like, a lot of people are hoping Japanese traditional tattoos are more accepted by regular people, but he didn't think like that. He didn't hope like that because we have a lot of hard situation. So it started from Edo period, right? But so tattoo, Japanese traditional tattoo is always like, I don't know, regular people hate it, right? And only underground people gets traditional tattoos. It's kind of cool, right? The those hard situation made it cooler. What I mean?
Yeah, I do. It's the same thing with other, I think, style of tattoos in general, or with counterculture in general, like skate and stuff like that. Often when it gets absorbed by the mainstream, and it is used also often for commercial stuff, and it gets a bit watered down. There is not so much love into it, because also become, it's embraced by people that are not completely in love with it. So it's like, oh, I can do this or I can do that. Well, before, you needed to really love it to do it, because it was hard to learn things and stuff, right? So then you have a group of people that are really into it. Does it make sense? Yeah. And what would you say is the most, for people, because often, especially younger people, what would you say is the most, is the correct terminology to refer to Japanese tattooing? As people call it, wabori, rezumi, orimono, this and that,
To me, right? I always say the Irezumi. Yeah, but we have two different kanjis, right? But one of them is more like crime, criminals tattoos, but one of them is more, I don't know, traditional.
Yeah, because like Japanese, for my understanding, my limited understanding, Japanese language is not so fixed like some other languages like Latin and stuff. You always have somehow like a different ways to interpret the same kanjis, right? You can read it like this, or you can also read it that way, right? So it's also fluid, right? Nice. And of that time that you were learning, right? So you were learning to tattoo, you were meeting people, you asked that person to, introduce you to the other person. What is a memory from that time that you really cherish? Like a memory that it's important to you, that you think about, is like, oh, I love that time, that thing about that period.
So it's a little bit complicated, but maybe it was like 10 years ago or something. So I met Horikyo. So I met him, and he's really special person. To me, he's the best tattoo artist in Japan. And I wasn't his apprentice at the beginning, but he taught me a lot of stuff. So, and he invited me to go to Germany together, and that was amazing experience in my life. Yeah, he's a legend, right?
What makes him to you the best tattoo artist in Japan?
He loved Irezumi, and he was blinded our eye, but he'd been through a lot of stuff, especially the Showa era. It was There were so many Yakuza people, right? And he was such an artist in Osaka first, and then he moved to Tokyo by himself, and it was Kabukicho, right? So it's very underground place in Tokyo,
Okay.
Yakuza people. And he went there. He moved to there when he was young, and I don't know, but he was in a Horoshiki family in Osaka, but he moved to Tokyo by himself, right? And Kabukicho is very special place for underground people, and he became very, very famous over there. I respect that, and his background, like a Mikiri or Gaku, yeah. So his background is, I think he is, he should be a textbook. His style is should be a textbook. It
Okay.
is Everything is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that when did you become part of the family?
I don't know what to say, but I wasn't his apprentice. But he gave me some position. We say it's Sodanyaku. So I didn't learn the how to do tebori or how to do it, but I learned a lot of stuff from him, and I was kind of his family, and I am now. Yeah.
In the last, let's say, 10 years or something, how do you say that your tattooing changed compared to before?
So he Horikyo was his style is very, very traditional, but also he's trying to do he sometimes did very unique stuff, like, so Munewari. Munewari is like this, but he put the frog here, but the arms is out of here, like this shape. Or he's trying to make a little new stuff. Yeah, and he was learning all the time. He always saying it, like, we can't be satisfied about our work, so we have to be better and better and better since until we die. So he was doing it, and I respect a lot. So I'm trying to protect this culture, old cultures, or I want to do a traditional tattoo, but also I want to make it like a little unique.
You know, the thing that I like the most in the start, to me, again, it's an opinion, right? To me, the thing that is most beautiful in what you say is that someone so traditional like you, because you're considered a traditional master, right? But someone as traditional as you also value innovation, you know? So it's not just let's repeat things how they are forever, you know? And I really like that because sometimes you think, oh, those two things are opposites. But they're not. It's like yin yang, right? So it's like you need to have both. You cannot change everything, otherwise, it doesn't work. But you can't keep all the same, otherwise it's gonna die after some time because it gets boring, right? So I'd really like that coming from someone like you. And what would you say to people that are non-Japanese? Today, a lot of people do Japanese-inspired tattooing, right? It's not traditional, even if you call it that, but it's not. What would you say for these people is the most respectful way to approach this? Because they're going to tattoo Japanese stuff and, you know, they're going to use design. So
a lot of foreigners message me on Instagram or social media, and they ask me a lot of questions like, yeah, how to be my apprentice or how to be better as a tattoo artist or something like that. But and I've seen a lot of beautiful resume on internet, but sometimes I feel like they're very good, but it's kind of boring because they're just good at paintings or they just good at designing, but so they should learn more Japanese culture or those old stuff. Like, so if you do Kintaro, or if you do, I don't know, some samurai like Sanada Yukimura or those people, but you should read the book or you should know the story first, and then they should create the designs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so come to Japan and learn the culture. Yeah. Japanese people are very quiet and shy, but also like a samurai spirit, Bushido, right? Yeah. We should learn about it first. So I have a lot of apprentices and a lot of young people doesn't know what samurai spirit is. They kind of know it, but they don't know it. So I always talk about it with them. Yeah.
What is it for you?
Yeah, so I'm a woman, so I'm not samurai and I can't be samurai, but it's just vibes, right? Japanese people grew up in Japan, and we have a grandma, grandpa, or we heard a lot of stories about the era period, or we learned it. We don't learn those histories in high school or summer, and we know a lot. It's just vibes, right? So a lot of foreigners talk to me like they love Japan or they love Japanese culture, they love Irezumi. But sometimes I feel like they don't know anything. So I ask them, have they watched samurai movies or Yakuza movies? They say yes. But I don't feel like they know that. So it's vibes, right? I can't explain it. Like, just vibes.
You know, like what a lifestyle. Yeah, like a lifestyle.
Yeah, in samurai movies, samurai is always quiet. He doesn't talk a lot. Their faces, they don't smile, they don't laugh, or they don't express their emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're very patient, and they're very strong mentally and physically, right? And I don't know, it's too deep. Yeah,
I read this in like in the introduction of a book by Ritsuna II, and he in the introduction he talks exactly about this. Which I really like, the fact that to understand how to make that design, you need to understand the culture, right? So that's why he also says, go watch sumo, go see the countryside and stuff like that. And the beautiful thing of your tattooing of your country is that it's not just a picture like in some other style. It's a, to me, it's a bit more similar to, for example, Maori or Samoan or Native, because it's connected to the people, to the land, and it's your identity, but it also is a feeling of how you live. You know, the background is where you come from, you know. So it's really, yeah, it's really interesting. You need to, you cannot have one without the other. Otherwise, it's missing the soul, right? It's just like a outer layer, like a shell, right?
Yeah. So each country has beautiful cultures, right? So if we want to do, if we want to learn something, we should learn their culture first. We should, we have to respect them first, and then we can learn something.
Yeah, like to me, I'm Italian on a different level, but I compare it a little bit to Italian food, for example. Sometimes I have foreigners that they want to cook a certain type of dish, but they know little or nothing about Italy. So it's just a recipe, and then it's nothing like it because you're missing, you know, the way we are. So if you want to understand how to make that food, you need to see how we prepare it, how we consume it, how we share it, you know, and then you understand what that is. Otherwise, that's why it doesn't taste like that. And you think, yeah, but if I follow the recipe, it's like, no, that is the extra invisible element that you can't quantify, right?
Yeah. So I watched some YouTube video yesterday, and some Japanese girl complained about the French people. She lives in France, but she complained like French people are very cold or rude or something like that. But she didn't learn French at all. She can speak only English. And she went there. I was like, why? Right? If she really wants to live in France and learn something in France, she should learn French first, right? And she says, like, yeah, the French people doesn't understand me, or yeah, of course, right? They can't. Yeah, so we should respect their culture first. This is very important.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And let me ask you also, again, we don't need personal details or something, but just to, you know, from someone like you that people see as very accomplished, very competent, you know, very strong. So can you think about a moment in your career? You had a long career, right? 24 years. You had a long career. Can you think about a moment that was very hard and how you, we don't need to know what it is, but like how you overcome this? You know, how did you manage with that, you know, that samurai spirit? How did you overcome that moment?
So I'm female, and 20 years ago, there are not a lot of female tattoo artists. And I had to tattoo Yakuza people or underground people. But in Japan, I don't know what to say. What is that? Guys are stronger or better, and females are.
Yeah, like patriarchy kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So in Japan, it's, yeah, we are like that. So they didn't respect me as a tattoo artist. They couldn't, maybe. So I had to be like samurai, then mentally, and I had to pretend like I'm tough, strong, maybe stronger than men or something. So it was kind of hard, and I was single mom, and I was raising my two sons. It was very hard, but yeah, those hard stuff made me stronger, right? Yeah, it was good experience, and it made me, yeah, good tattoo artist, maybe.
I personally value certain kind of difficulties, because without it, you cannot become strong, right? If you don't have an enemy, you cannot become the hero. So when I think about stuff like this, you know, we had different, obviously, upbringing, me and you, but upbringing. But when I think about that stuff, I look at it with a bit of love, because I think, okay, you know what? That made me so strong that I don't care what you throw at me today. Compared to that, it's easy. So I'm like, okay, thank you, right?
Young generation are, yeah, we always say that, right? Young generation are, yeah. But in fact, young Japanese people doesn't respect own culture. They don't like Japan. A lot of young people don't like Japan. It's sad. It's very sad. We have a lot of amazing stuff. So, yeah, I'm always teaching my apprentices to remember how much amazing country it is, right? That's the most important things to learn Japanese traditional tattoos. So, yeah, but it's hard. Yeah, as I said, it's vibes. So I can't teach them every stuff. I can't teach them. They have to feel it. They have to realize it. They have to, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and it takes time to develop. It's not something that is like a switch on and off. It's like, okay, it's like a seed you plant, and then you need time to become a plant. So it's a process, right? And what do you think is the most, you know, you have apprentices and stuff, right? What do you think, apart from what you just said, is the most important thing that you need to teach them? You say, okay, look, in all the things that I can teach you, apprentice, this is really, really important. You know, never forget this, and you need to have this.
So I'm always saying, like, we have to be the person who are respected, because nobody wants the pain from someone they don't respect, and they can't be patient, right? So, like, Irezumi is always big pieces, and it's kind of expensive, and then they have to be patient a lot, right? It's very painful. So if I was really girly, cute girl, maybe they don't respect me and they can't be patient. But if the tattoo artist was Horikyo, they respect him and they can feel the vibes from him. And so, like, people think, oh, this is the one, right? His tattoo is very valuable, and I want to be like him. That's why they can be patient, and that they pay the money, and that they spend a lot of time to do this, right? So I always teach them, like, that you have to be that man first. And the technique or paintings or designing or placement, yeah, you can be better if you practice. But being the right man, or being a samurai, or being the guy who respect it, is kind of difficult. We have to think about it a lot, like how I can be that guy, right? That's most important stuff, I think.
And is there some tattooers that can be in Japan or outside of Japan, right? That today you really like what they're doing. That can be personal or artistic, you know. But is there someone that you say, okay, you know what, I like what these people are doing?
I know a lot of good tattoo artists in foreign countries, Mauro too. So he learned a lot, and he trying to understand the Japanese culture, and his works are really beautiful. But I respect him because he doesn't do very, very Japanese, like very traditional style. So his style is his style, right? But I can see he understand Japanese culture or Japanese Irezumi a lot. But it's just the vibes. I keep saying this because art is very difficult to explain, right? With words. Yeah, so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's a
My,
feeling. It's a feeling, right?
yeah.
And on the other end, right? Is there something that you would advise, that you would tell tattooers that want or are doing Japanese, right, to not do or to avoid? Something that you say, okay, this is not okay. That's not what you do.
Yeah, so Japanese Irezumi has a lot of rules. Some tattoo artists, I've seen a lot of tattoo artists doing, I can't say it's wrong, but I can see they don't understand Irezumi at all. So they don't learn the rules or map. There is some right combination, like a tiger should be a bamboo, or
Ishii and Botan, that kind of stuff.
So this flower can be with this, but this one is not with this kind of thing. So I'm trying to write a book about those things. So we have a lot of rules, so I'm trying to explain about those things in my book. So maybe next year or this year, I don't know.
I'm sure that people will love that. And how do you think that is going to be? What are they going to think in Japan, about making a book that explain those things to, and you open those.
Yeah, I told my friends or my clients about my book, and they were very excited about it because you can find those books sometimes on Amazon or you can Google it, but maybe most of people who write in those books are foreigners. I think that they're right. They learn a lot and they knows a lot of stuff, but maybe people wants to know why Japanese people. I think, yeah. So they can feel like more, she's right, he's right, right? So because it's Japanese and yeah. So I just want to help people to learn Japanese stuff. That's it. I don't mean to be a teacher or I want to be master. I don't mean that. I just want to help people to learn Japanese realism. I don't want to see horrible Japanese tattoos on a soul anymore. So I'm trying to do this.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And
Thank you.
one last question, Oriten. Is there something that you learned, right, in your life that you use a lot? Meaning, in my life, tattoo or not tattoo, right? You learn something or someone gave you an advice, and then you find that advice very important in your everyday life.
Yeah, so Horikyo, as a tattoo artist, he was the best man in my life. So he told me, a tattoo artist can be a first grade when you do the for 10 years. It doesn't make sense. So, first year, second year, third year, we're just baby. In 10 days, if you do that for 10 days, you can be a first grade finally, right? So So maybe I'm second grade or something. Yeah, and Horikyo didn't give up to be better. So I'm trying to be like him. He was, I don't know. I can't find a word, but I respect him a lot. And he's very amazing touch artist. So I want to be like him. I want to be like legend like him.
And
Yeah,
one life
so
is not enough, huh?
no. I don't know if I can be like him or not, but I'm trying. And what else? Yeah, I have some screenshots, like his text. He texts me sometimes and he's told me a lot of important things. So, oh yeah, one more thing. He texted me like, you can be a good tattoo artist, but be careful. Tattoo artists sometimes will be very arrogant. So don't be like that. Yeah, I feel that because tattoo culture in Japan is very different. Like, customers have to show us the respect. Like, they always like, thank you, right? So I can be arrogant if I want to, but I shouldn't. So we say tengu ni naru. Do you know tengu? So tengu ni naru means like being a narcissist or being arrogant like that. So we can't be tengu ni narenai.
Nice. Yeah, just because you can, it doesn't mean you should, right?
Yeah.
Oriten, thank you so much. This is a thank you for the opportunity.
I'm sorry about my English. I should have, yeah.
No. Your English is great.
Yeah, I study more.
Your English is great. Awesome.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you. Bye.
はい。